The Dionysus Theatre have produced a sparkling revival of Noel Coward's private lives, and it's heading out on a UK tour, kicking off at the Trinity Theatre in Tunbridge Wells on the 13th and the 14th of June. I'm pleased to say that actors Lauren Wedby and Robert Tremaine are here to tell us all about it. Welcome. Nice to see you both. You're playing iconic roles in this play. Now, they were created by the great Noel Coward. Robert, you first of all, for those unfamiliar with the play, could you just give us a brief overview?
Yeah, of course. We've got the two title characters. We've got Elliot and Amanda, who had been very sort of unhappily married, I think, for a while. They've divorced, they've married again, they're on honeymoon in the south of France. And then during their honeymoon, they realise that they are sharing adjoining balconies. So they've got their new spouses with them. And then they realise that they are there together. And it sort of is a sort of tornado, if you like. They decide that they're going to have to either stay with who they are with now, or do they run away together and try it again and see what happens.
It's a very amusing play.
Oh, it's one of the best comedies. I mean, you know, Noel Coward is the king of comedy, but I think this is one of his best works. It's got so many good one-liners. I think me and Lauren, we're very lucky because he wrote it for himself and Gertrude Lawrence. And you can tell that, you know, that chemistry was there. So even for us, it's been quite easy just to pick up on that. We've got, I mean, between us, so many good one-liners that it's so difficult to corpse on stage between us.
How many actors are in the play?
There's a cast of five. We've got our spouses. So we've got Victor and Sybil, who have come along with us. And I mean, even they have got, they're not even background characters. They are got their own sort of thing going on. But I think the most important character is Louise, the maid, who is the fifth character. Who is also played by our director, Vicky. She doesn't have much to say. It's all in French, but she completely steals the show. She wipes the floor with all of us.
So, Lauren, you're stepping into some legendary shoes here. I'm just going to read the people in the past who've been in this play. It's a who's who of, well, acting royalty. So we've got Noel Coward, of course, Gertrude Lawrence, Laurence Olivier, Alan Rickman, Matthew McFadden, Tallulah Bankhead, Elizabeth Taylor, Joan Collins, Elaine Stritch, Maggie Smith and Penelope Keith. So it's certainly attracted some big names. What makes the play so attractive, particularly as an actor?
I think as an actor, because you get to go on such a journey as the character, she goes on quite a time of being quite horrible, quite nice, being like romantically in love and then being really not in love. Like she goes on sort of all the emotional journeys you go on as a human, but in a very short space of time. And I think because people can identify themselves in that character or in other characters in the show, it's just timeless and everyone kind of always wants to be involved.
Robert, apparently Noel Coward wrote this play while he was convalescing. He had flu and he was convalescing. He actually sketched out the play and completed it in 4 days, apparently. You have to admire such creative genius, don't you? What makes his writing so special?
I mean, it's obviously it's a massive honour playing a role that he himself played, but it's very similar in a way to me. It's very similar in a way to Shakespeare. Shakespeare's got a sort of rhythm to it. And Noel Coward's writing is quite similar in that. It's got an almost sort of beat to it. And the important thing that we've sort of found with the comedy is, yes, of course, we're putting our own spin on it. We've got our own ways of saying things. But there are certain ways you can tell the way his sort of brain has worked and how he's worked these lines out, that there is a sort of, yeah, sort of beat to it. And if you don't keep up with that beat, you sort of lose the comedy, because that's where a lot of it comes from. And I think the way, you know, his writing is just so beautiful because it's all conversational. I mean, it's been a nightmare for me and Lauren to memorize, because it is literally this conversation that just sort of loops round and round. Mm-hmm. So from a plot point of view, it's quite difficult for us to be like, hang on a minute, are we here or are we there? But you can sort of see how his brain has worked. It's really incredible.
And I imagine timing is important in the way that you deliver those lines as well.
All about timing. And it's about, you know, having that confidence in what we sort of have together on stage. We, you know, sort of a lot of trust with the other actor, because it's almost like playing tennis. You're sort of like, well, here's this line, but I'm going to get yours back in a minute. And knowing the other actor well enough to know when that's going to happen and putting that trust in each other is, I think, it's been key for us in this sort of rehearsal process.
You hope you get the line back.
You really hope.
So, Lauren, as we said, the play was written in 1930. Do you think the humour stands the test of time to a contemporary audience?
I do. I do think it does. I think it's interesting because sort of on first read, I was a bit like, oh, will it, won't it? But the more you kind of get into the characters and see it come to life, you can see how relevant it still is and how topical in some ways, despite being written so long ago.
I think the audiences in Tunbridge Wells are really going to enjoy this. Have you been to Trinity Theatre before at all? Or to Tunbridge Wells, in fact?
No, it's our first visit to Tunbridge Wells and the Trinity. So it's Trinity is where we're opening.
This is a UK tour, isn't it? It's going to quite a few venues. Lauren, how many dates have you got?
There's 7 dates on the...
And you're kicking it off at Trinity Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. So how are rehearsals going? How are you feeling about the production? Are you ready, Lauren?
I think we're there now. It's always one of those things where it all starts to come together now. So set and costume and props and all the kind of things that you didn't have to worry about before that you've now got to factor in. But I think we're there. We've got a few more rehearsals to go and then we'll be off.
So, Robert, the Dionysus Theatre, is it a big theatre company? I mean, what about the staging, the costumes, the set and whatever? Who handles all of that when you arrive for your production on that day? Is it all set up there and then, or how does that all work?
I would love to say we have a massive team of lackeys and me and Lauren just get to lie around and get fed grapes. But unfortunately, no, we're very, very small, tight-knit troops. So we all sort of pitch in, we all get involved, we all work on the props, the set, the costume together.
Excellent. Okay, Lauren, why should we come and see it?
Because it's a timeless story. It will kind of appeal to everyone. If you have come to see Private Lives before, then it would be great to see kind of what you think of our take, because we've sort of changed it, not massively, but we've made our kind of own stamp on it. And also it's really funny. We're great.
And we're really modest.
Yeah, really modest.
Well, we're really looking forward to seeing it. Sadly, we do have to end it there. For more information, go to dionysus-theatre.co.uk, and to book your tickets, go to trinitytheatre.net. That's right, guys, yeah?
That's right. Yes. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Okay.
Thank you.
So, Lauren Wedby, Robert Tremaine from the Dionysus Theatre, thank you very much for telling us all about this sparkling revival of Noel Coward's Private Lives. Looking forward to it. Coming to Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, on the 13th and the 14th of June. But for now, thank you very much. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.